Last year, the coalition agreement between the National Party and ACT New Zealand, including a commitment to introduce a treaty principles bill based on existing ACT policy, the agreement was to support it to select committee. The Ministry of Justice was charged with reporting back on the impact of the proposed bill, and they looked at two options. Option one was to keep the status quo of the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti o Waitangi. The courts and the Waitangi Tribunal would continue to articulate the meaning of the treaty principles in line with the existing practice. The second option was to define principles in legislation. This option would use principles set out in legislation, which is the ACT Party's proposed bill. The Ministry of Justice analysed whether or not the options upheld Te Tiriti treaty obligations, created greater clarity and certainty, promoted social cohesion, consensus, and maintained constitutional legitimacy. The official advice says that the proposed bill is inconsistent with the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Tiriti o Waitangi. This then could present a significant risk to the Crown-Māori relationship. But of course, David Seymour says the officials are wrong.
I'm not surprised the Ministry of Justice says that. It's the bureaucracy, the courts, the tribunal have been defining the treaty for the last 50 years and come up with something inherently divisive. The whole purpose of this exercise is to push back against the bureaucracy's definition and give the people a say. But fundamentally, they believe that the treaty is a partnership. We believe that that is unsustainable and cannot work in a free society.
Treaty of Waitangi educator and Pau Tikanga lead advisor for the Iwi Chairs Forum is Bill Tehuia Hamilton. He says the coalition government just isn't listening to any advice, whether it be from the Ministry of Justice, the Waitangi Tribunal or Māori. Here's Bill Tehuia Hamilton.
I think if Shakespeare were to write a speech for any of our Māori leaders, it would begin, Seymour, Peters, Luxon, lend me your ears because you're not using them. I think that's how he'd begin his speech, because they do, they just don't listen to the evidence, and everything's just based on ideology. It's based on we're superior, colonisation was good for us, we're in charge, and whatever we say you will do. You have a look at his first part of the principles, the Crown can do whatever it likes, basically it's what he's saying. And then he's saying, and then we can also do what we like in terms of rangatiratanga as well. We can redefine it, we can tell you what it is, what your rights are under that, we can limit your rights. Moana Jackson always had this wonderful saying, is who gave you the right to limit our rights? And the answer is nobody did, but they took that anyway.
David Seymour says he wants to encourage a national debate around identity, and by allowing the Treaty Principles Bill to go to a select committee, this will happen. But Bill Tehuia Hamilton says a select committee is absolutely not the forum for a national debate.
Well, I think one of the scary bits is that select committee process doesn't end until the 16th of May 2025, you know, which gives a lot of time for damage to be done to relationships. But I also think that this whole bit about equal rights, he misconstrues that, because equal rights doesn't mean that they're the same. What's universal? Everyone has the right of self-determination, but only Māori express it through rangatiratanga. Everyone has the right to language, but the general public has a right to the English language, and Māori have a right to real. Everyone has a right to have rituals of encounter, and what the public has is that they have shaking hands and giving speeches of welcome. And what we have is we have forfeited. Everyone has rights, and the emphasis for the Crown is on individual rights. The emphasis for us is on whānau rights. Everyone has a right to have rules on how they govern their communities, and the Crown calls their rules law. We call our rules tikanga. So I think this whole bit about having equal rights without understanding the different ways they're expressed is where Seymour's got it wrong.
No, I don't, because they believe that people aren't allowed to have a say about the future of their own country. They believe that ordinary people aren't actually able to think and reason and decide what they want for their futures. I believe that actually New Zealanders who must live under these constitutional conditions should be able to have a say about them. And I believe that people are allowed to have an opinion and express it. And I actually believe that most New Zealanders are good and deserve to participate. We certainly intend to mention hapū and iwi. There's been some people who have looked at previous versions that have been in the public domain and said we don't like that. I believe that saying that all New Zealanders have certain rights is actually inclusive and makes the right stronger for everybody. But if people want explicit mention, then that could be seen as a strengthening and an improvement we intend to make.
The Crown can't Japan tell us what the rights of whānau, hapū and iwi are based on LAW, because those rights are based on tikanga as guaranteed under the rangatiratanga guarantee of the treaty. And I think for him to say that the rights of hapū and iwi will be addressed in the legislation is crazy, because it just defeats the whole purpose of rights.
The proposed treaty bill includes a binding referenda. This particular clause was withdrawn from the coalition agreement, but somehow Seymour has managed to reinsert it. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, he doesn't appear too concerned about this, stating again that National will be voting the bill down, so it won't get as far as a referendum. Shane Jones from New Zealand First says while the process, including how long it takes, will be up to David Seymour, but they won't be voting the bill to legislation either.
It's a proposal, and as you say, as you know, we're not supporting it beyond first reading, so it's not going to go further than that.
David Seymour, as I recall, in the run-up to the election, spoke about a referendum. But having said that, irrespective of whether a referendum is or isn't in the bill, the party's position on the bill is very clear. Well, obviously, our party and myself as a key personality in the party will abide by the coalition agreement, and it's inevitable. There'll be a hell of a lot of discussion from both sides of the equation, and let's just see where the ball bounces. But do not doubt the importance of the words that we signed up to in the coalition agreement.
Can you give us a definitive as to when along the process you'll be voting it down?
Okay, well look, the questions of how protracted the process is going to be, can you please take those up with David Seymour? We'll have the vote to send it to the select committee. And I'm told the select committee could drift on for up to 6 months.
Any amendment to Te Tiriti or Waitangi, its principles and articles, will have severe consequences if Aotearoa New Zealand eventually formalises a written constitution. Bill Te Huia Hamilton says if the nation looks to becoming a republic or remain in the Commonwealth, Te Tiriti or Waitangi must form the backbone of the constitution.
There are only three countries that don't have a written constitution: Britain, Israel and New Zealand. And whenever you start talking about trying to match the law and what's right against constitutional things, they'll bleat about the principles of the Human Rights Act, they'll bleat about the principles behind the Bill of Rights Act, they'll talk about the principles of the treaty, which means you can give a sliding scale to whatever you want to talk about. And we desperately need a written constitution. This government has shown how you can trample over people's rights when you don't have a constitution. So we desperately need to have a constitution. We desperately need a written constitution based on Te Tiriti.
The proposed bill will have its first reading at the end of November. It will then be sent to the Justice Select Committee for public submissions in May 2025. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says when the bill returns to the House for second reading, it will be at that stage that National will be voting it down.